Wherever you are, we are your centerpiece for Black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with your host, Roland Martin.
I want to bring up my next guest, though. He is an amazing actor. You've seen him play political roles such as the chief of staff on Commander-in-Chief, a show that was on ABC. He portrayed Adam Clayton Powell in a Showtime movie. Again, he is a bad brother, and so you've seen him in all kinds of different movies and television shows. He is the star of NBC's The Blacklist. He is Chicago's own Harry Lennox. What up, Harry?
How are you, Roland? Great to hear your voice, brother, and great to have you. You doing the important work you've been doing for so long here at TV One. So great.
Well, man, I certainly appreciate it, and I definitely wanted to get you on the first show. I mean, first of all, you know, you are one of these brothers in Hollywood who is extremely astute of what's happening in politics, and it's very interesting because the show that you're doing, it's really sort of similar to what's happening in the country right now in terms of terrorism and NSA and secrets and spying and stuff along those lines. If you watch NBC's The Blacklist, I mean, trust me, you will love this show. James Spader, star of the show, also stars Harry Lennox. Harry plays a top FBI agent on the show, and they're trying to sort of reel in and deal with the craziness of James Spader, who is frankly a wanted terrorist. And Harry Lennox, I got to tell you, I mean, when you look at the ratings, it's off the hook. And this role is, I think, just perfectly made for James Spader. I love him on Boston Legal, also on The Practice. But man, he's killing it. You guys are killing it every Monday.
You know, we've gotten a lot of positive feedback. Some people, of course, are saying it reminds them of other shows, but I think that the truth is that it's a unique show, and I think that we've proven that cable TV isn't the only place where you can have fun. You know, a lot of people tune into the shows on HBO or Showtime or any number of places, AMC, and they get a little bit more latitude in terms of what they're allowed to do and say. But I think that we have shown for the last few weeks that we can play with those guys and still do good network television. So we hope that the numbers continue. We hope people keep learning about the show and looking for us, and we're going to keep trying to entertain them.
Well, Harry, I totally understand that comment, because for so many years we've heard people say, oh, broadcast shows are dead, and, you know, it's all about cable, and you can push the boundaries on cable when it comes to language, when it comes to nudity. But the reality is, well-written, well-crafted shows will always do well. Scandal is a broadcast show. I love The Good Wife on CBS, The Blacklist on NBC. I mean, these are simply well-written, well-conceived, well-acted shows. And so when you have quality, to me, it can work on cable or broadcast.
Right. I think that that's true. You know, quality is not constrained to any particular format. You know, but I think nonetheless, there's still too little quality out there given the percentages. You know, there's a lot of television content out there, a lot of movies out there. But I think when you look at what is actually engaging us, feeding us, making us you know, more informed and really entertaining us and pushing the boundaries, there aren't enough, and we're happy that people seem to think that we are one of those at the moment. So,
and you talked about it in terms of quality. You are working on some projects there in Hollywood, because that has been something that you have really been very vocal about, and that is, you know, quality productions, quality movies. And so tell our audience about that, because you got an upcoming project, correct?
I do. I have one that's already done, which we're actually working on getting distribution on now, which is called Mr. Sophistication. I play a comedian named Ron Waters, who has a second chance at a career after sort of shooting himself in the foot. And he goes out to Hollywood to revamp that career. We're very proud of it. That was my first effort at being an executive producer. And then the second one is something we're going to premiere in Chicago at the film festival this coming weekend, which is called H4, which is Henry IV, Part 1 and 2, which has been combined into one play and then filmed as I think, the very first African-American treatment of a Shakespeare film. ever. So there's never, for example, we all have to study Shakespeare when we're in high school and college and so forth, but we never really get to see ourselves in critical roles and see how those stories are applicable, you know, to our lives in the modern sense and also in a universally timeless sense. So we think that there's a lot in those plays. We think that there's a lot in the stories of the Bible. You know, whenever we get to go and see ourselves in the movies, Roland, we, you know, typically we're in a position of some distress. We're not we're servants or things of this nature. And, you know, we always, when we're looking at the superheroes and gods walking around and engaging with human beings, those people do not look like us. Mm-hmm. So this is our, this is one of the things, not the only one, of course. There are many quality films out there, but this is one of those films that show us in a position of importance and of import and of consequence and of moment. And so we're very proud of proud about this Henry IV. We're proud about Mr. Sophistication, and our next project we're going to be even more psyched about.
Well, and look, I think it's also critical when you talk about having African-Americans play those roles, because, I mean, who says only white actors can play Shakespeare? I mean, the bottom line is you have some extremely talented brothers and sisters out there. And as we know, when certain movies are done, there might be a book where the character actually was black, but in the movie, the character is white. And so somebody who can act simply can act.
Correct. Correct. You know, I've always said I'm not a censor. I don't want to take food out of an actor's mouth if he plays some part that was not intended originally, you know, for a black or white person, a male or female. I think sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If white actors could play parts that were written for black, and that goes back as far as D.W. Griffith's, Birth of a Nation, where they had those white men in blackface running around, and it's gone on. You've seen Native Americans being played by lily white people. You see Jesus Christ being played by lily white man. And we know that, historically speaking, those things are not true, and yet people have seemed to take umbrage when black people are taking on not roles that are originally intended for white necessarily, but just roles where they could get to be fully human, where they get to have agency and power and responsibility. So we think that it should all be mixed up rather than trying to take somebody else's ball away. I'm just asking if we can play, you know, in the same game, and if we can bring what we bring to the table to bear as well. So there it is.
Harry, I know you are a busy man, and you've always got something going on, man. I appreciate you joining us on the show, letting us know about NBC The Blacklist. Airs tonight. What time?
It airs, depending on where you are, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 9 o'clock Central Time, Central to Mountain.
So. When those movies come out, you certainly have an opportunity to always come back, promote them here, and talk about them here anytime. You're always welcome here at News One Now, Harry.
Well, I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
And, I appreciate
continued
it.
Success to you. Okay.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
The first step is to join the movement.
Begin to mobilize and move people to action now.
Step number two, roll out.
The way I roll is when you've shown one time you can do it, no excuses after that.
We're your centerpiece for black thoughts in America. It's News One Now with Roland Martin.